It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Sam, I know it's early in the morning, but I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and not fall asleep.
Wow, Claire.
Because I have a story for you.
Okay.
Can you do this?
Yep.
Okay. Imagine this, right?
Mm.
You've just woken up. No, don't. Sam.
Sorry, I'm awake. I'm up.
You've just woken up.
Yep.
You've gotten out of bed.
Mm.
If you drink coffee, you've gone and got your coffee.
Don't drink coffee, but let's say I grabbed a smoothie.
Sure, okay.
You grabbed a smoothie. Banana, mango, some seeds.
I don't think we need to go into detail.
Okay, sorry.
But you've grabbed the smoothie. Maybe you've made it the night before.
Tastes so good.
Then you decided, you know what? I'm going to walk out on the front porch and just look at the beautiful day that is out there because you can see the sun streaming into your house.
It is cold, but it is nice.
Yeah. So you go out.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, as you step out your front door, you fall in a gigantic hole.
Wait, what? My eyes are open now.
Someone stole your front porch. This is legit what happened to a man over in Detroit in America. Okay, of all places, Detroit.
Oh, gosh.
Someone legit stole his front porch.
How do you even do that? What?
Yeah, I know. Not a TV, what? Not a car, none of... They stole his porch.
My porch
I don't
is
know.
Pretty big too, so that's good on them for doing
Could
it,
Could
you actually.
Imagine? Yeah.
Oh, praise them. Well done.
So basically, I guess this porch mustn't have been like built with the house.
Yeah.
It must have been like an
like
add-on
a
or
metal
something.
Metal add-on.
Yeah,
metal
I don't know.
Metal frame or something like that.
Yeah. But
imagine driving past, going, oh, that's a nice porch. I might steal it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So this 22-year-old, his name is Antonio. And apparently he was lying on the floor about 2 metres below his door.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yes. So this is what he told one of the journos over there.
Journos,
yep. We'll keep it with that. He said, I opened my door and fell. You can't have anything in Detroit. He also
that is not
said,
a good ad for the city, is it?
No, not at all. He said, I took one step in and into midair and found myself laying in the dirt where my porch once was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's when you need CCTV footage.
He that suspects his crazy ex-girlfriend that stole it because he threw a house party that Friday night and she wasn't invited.
Oh, that's good.
Because what a way to get back your ex, right?
That is great.
I am taking your porch. I don't care about your car, your TV or anything else. I am taking your porch.
It's unorthodox. It's smart.
You know, Detroit is one of the biggest places for pawn shops as well. As in, like, secondhand goods.
Oh, sorry. My mind went
nope,
off
nope, secondhand
there.
Goods.
I'm not dirty, I swear.
You can't get rid of that, though, at a pawn shop in Detroit.
Yeah, it's going to be sold at a pawn shop.
She probably would have been better off just taking the TV.
Yeah.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
If hubby Sam put an ultimatum forward...
I hate ultimatums, yeah.
Too bad. You got one now.
Okay.
It was him or your cats. What would you choose? Just remember that one of these understands English.
I think the silence says it all.
Cats.
No, I'm undecided. I'm not quite sure.
Oh,
it's too quick to
man,
ask that question.
I hope hubby Sam is awake at the moment. If not, I will flash back this for him and he can I'll send him the audio.
Okay, well look let's do a really quick pros and
let's
cons.
Let's be real. If they were next to a cliff and one had to be pushed off. Sorry, this is deep, but which one would you go?
None.
No, you can't do
okay,
that.
Pros and cons. Quick pros and cons, right?
No, we don't
cats.
Have a pros and cons.
Cats, they love me.
Try to tell
they
your
lay
story.
On me. They yep. give me cuddles. They purr.
And Sam
they're
does
really
all of
soft
that.
And comfy.
Hmm.
Sam is pretty much the same.
Yep.
Cons. The cats run away from me. The cats sometimes don't come when I
okay,
tell them to.
Okay, we're not going
to
get an answer from you.
I don't know.
I can give you an answer, though, from the UK.
Okay.
This is exactly what a UK woman has just done. So she put the ultimatum up. It was the... No, sorry. The husband put the ultimatum up, of course.
See, I don't like ultimatums.
Okay, sorry. I apologize.
For this exact reason.
Okay. It was going to be him or their dogs. And the wife of 25 years decided to end the marriage, choose the dogs over the husband because the husband found it all too much. And it's been 18 months since he walked out. And she said she hasn't looked back and hasn't heard anything from him since.
Wow.
Still sticks by her decision.
That's
so
a bit.
She was clear on the decision. However, this is the kicker.
Mm.
And this is where it gets a bit hairy.
Mm.
It's a pun. She has 30 dogs.
Wait, what?
She has 30 dogs. There's
okay.
a silver lining to this. She's a foster carer for dogs.
I was going
to
say, I don't have 30 cats.
No, you've got two.
That would make me a crazy cat lady, would also mean that I probably wouldn't have hubby Sam anyway.
You'll have 30 cats. June 2018. You'll have 30 cats maybe September 2020.
No, my cats are de-sexed. They're not having any more kittens. Okay. I'm not getting any more kittens.
Well, we'll see what happens.
It's called a lease.
But no, she does foster them, a lot of them with special needs, and it just became too much for the husband. She walks them each 4 times a day. It takes up 18 hours a day of taking care of it full time. Yep.
That I can understand.
But would you end a 25-year-long marriage over it?
Well, that's... I hate ultimatums in relationships because as far as I'm concerned...
There's...
If you need to have an ultimatum, you've already made a decision.
Yep, good call, because it's one or the other. Yeah. One person's on one side, the other's on the other, and that's your only option.
And it's not fair.
No,
so
definitely not.
In a way, I think she chose right, because her husband gave her the ultimatum. Her dogs didn't.
Yeah, true. But was she not giving enough time to her husband?
Why couldn't they work it out instead?
Yeah.
See? Hate ultimatums.
So in the end, I think we've come to a decision that this is both their faults.
Like, we've had the ultimatum before as to whether we get rid of Bubba or not. And
what?
I put my foot down and said no.
Really?
Bubba's a little special.
Bubba's what do you also mean get rid of, like, well, take her around the back?
No. Like, give Bubba to someone else. He's already cost me $6,000. So,
whoa.
Yeah. But no, we're keeping Bubba because Bubba
it's
would
a
be
a European holiday for 2 months.
Don't say that. Bubba would cost anyone and everyone else way too much money, and he'd also have anxiety attacks every 5 minutes.
Oh, so you're being selfless. Good on you.
He's staying with us.
How old is he?
He's only 3. It's okay. We don't think he'll live very old. He's had too many incidents already.
It's time for the hit news.
Yep.
This is Clarence Ann. Let's go!
Claire, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow rolls into Griffith this Friday, 15th of June. It's happening at 7:30. Get your tickets now at griffithregionaltheatre.com.au. And Bev Killick, the hilarious, bold Bev Killick, joins us at the moment. How are you, Bev?
Hey, Bev.
I'm very well. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Now, Bev, how long have you been a comedian?
About 18 years now.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's hard when you get to that time when you can say that, because then people expect you to be really cool.
There you go, you're making us laugh already, so that's fine. Now, how long have you been involved in, you know, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow?
Oh, about the last 5-6 years.
Wow.
And when you get that call, it's just like, yahoo!
Yeah, definitely.
It's a real accolade to be invited in.
Oh, it's massive, isn't it?
Oh, it's magic. And you're really well looked after. There's the tour manager that comes with you, and they sort out where you're eating, and it's just so much fun.
Sounds lavish, actually.
That's great.
Speaking of which, what's the best part of touring?
Best part is seeing towns you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
In my case, that's not many.
Have you been to Griffith before?
I must have.
At some point, maybe.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, guys, I've never been to this town before. And then I'll get to the theatre and there's my name on the wall.
Oh.
You know, from
nice photo up there, a signed photo.
You're like, oh, yeah, totally remember this town.
Poachers.
What, on Friday night, though, what can we expect from you in particular?
Oh, I come out bursting.
Yes.
I can't help myself.
Love it.
Even at my age.
Bit of a soul mama.
Yeah, I can't help it. Sometimes I'm just itching to get up there, especially if you can hear the crowd is really into it.
Yeah.
I just want to make people laugh. It's just, I'm still like that. I can't believe it.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm pretty loud, pretty, not in your face, but... I've been told it's like watching a mate.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Oh, lovely.
Now, Bev, what is a crummy mummy?
Crummy mummy is a title that I give myself, which is a play on words, yummy mummy.
Oh.
I just got really tired of this whole got to do it like this and that.
Yeah.
And I just parent the way that I want. And so I gave myself that title, and I did a comedy festival show this year, and it's now been written into a sitcom.
That's
awesome.
That's going to be pitched to a few producers and see how we go.
Is the name Crummy Mummy, or is it going to be a bit different?
Crummy Mummy.
Awesome.
Because basically, I don't hold myself back who I am in front of my children, and I never have. and I think that they're really sort of good for it.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And it helps them understand a little bit more about themselves, and also how they don't want to be, because how horrible I can be sometimes.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I think there should be some Instagram mummies out there that should take note of, of what you're doing, which is fantastic stuff. We can't wait to see you on Friday night down at the Griffith Regional Theatre. Get your tickets now at griffithregionaltheatre.com.au. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us,
Bev. Are you going?
I'm coming.
Yes.
Coming?
There
yes,
we go.
We're definitely
both, coming.
Both going. Thanks, Bev. And we also have a double pass to give away right now as well.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Claire, I am starting to become a bit of a connoisseur of sorts.
Oh, yeah?
In the wine and champagne region of the Riverina.
Right.
I'm living with an Italian winemaker.
So are you really?
It is getting me in the mood.
Is she a winemaker?
Hey.
Oh,
oh,
okay.
There's another one. We've got another one. Matteo.
Yeah, right.
Matteo Valentini. That's not his surname. I can't remember his surname.
I love how you just randomly come up with something.
No, you know what? Because there's a Matteo Valentini back in Perth. Oh, that just came to my mind. Anyway, champagne's also something that I've obviously been delving in.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this yesterday, that Mason's mum is managing to make a champagne that's built for space.
Pretty much, yeah. Now, I don't know if that's actually how we say it, Mason's mum, or
no,
what.
No, it just sounds
it
like...
totally looks like it's proper French that doesn't, it's not English.
No, I just keep thinking, it just looks like Mason's mum, like your mate's mum's making a champagne.
Oh, yeah.
And, your mate's name is Mason.
See, the innovation in this isn't the actual champagne itself, it's the type of bottle. Because this bottle can be sent to space so that astronauts, I was about to call them spacemen.
Can we go back to Mason's mum real quick?
Yeah.
What does Mason mum mean? That's the champagne?
That's the brand of champagne.
Brand of champagne.
We're saying it wrong. If you know it, that's great.
Yeah. Or is it like Mason mum or something?
Something, probably, yeah. Okay. Something like that. But
I like Mason's mum.
They've been making champagne for ages.
Okay.
It's not about the drink. It's about the technology in the bottle.
It looks expensive.
It would be. So it's made to go in outer space. So the astronauts can enjoy a bit of champagne as well.
And I feel like we're going into space travel these days where it's luxurious. So they want to have a glass of champagne when they hit the stratosphere.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this bottle has been re-engineered, pushing the limits, apparently, of technology. And it's been created in a bit of a collab, a unique one, apparently, between someone who works for this... What's it, Mason's mum or something?
Mason's mum, yeah.
And
people are hating us out there that saying it wrong.
As well as a CEO of a space design agency company.
It makes sense that they're collabing. You wouldn't want the champagne company doing it on their own.
No.
You wouldn't want the other guys doing it on their own either.
Yeah. So they've basically played with some of the constraints of zero gravity. They've created new sensations, new aromas. Now, something you may not know. Fun fact for the morning.
Definitely a chance I don't know.
Astronauts, when they go out into outer space, lose about 80% of their taste.
What?
Yeah, they lose taste. So
that sucks. And they're already eating bland food.
Yeah, and it gets blander. So they're always trying to find new ways of spicing things up, I guess. Gordon Ramsay or was it Jamie Oliver? One of them did like
one of the
space.
Very wealthy chefs.
Yeah, they did like a space food kind of thing to try and give astronauts more flavour.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what they've done with this champagne as well. They've had to create new smells and new tastes because you lose all of that sensation in space. So they've raised the bar as such.
That is scary. I wanted to become an astronaut as a child and still as a 25-year-old. Not anymore.
Now that you know you can't smell or taste anything in space.
I love my food too much.
Right.
Might become a chef.
And so they've taken it out, not literally into space to try, but if you go up into the atmosphere high enough in a plane and then turn the engine off, I believe you get zero gravity for a small amount of time.
Look at you guys.
Look at me knowing
Ms.
things,
Science-y.
Right? It's called Facebook and too much scrolling on videos. And so they've taken it up there. They've tested this bottle out. It works in zero gravity. And it still gives you your champagne pop as such without letting off all of the water into the atmosphere.
That's pretty smart.
It is.
I mean, what else are we supposed to do with our lives these days?
I know, right?
Still can't open a YouTube video without leaving the app, so.
But now we can drink champagne when we go to space.
Can't wait for that. Never.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
And Sam.
Yes, Claire.
You're a meat eater, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a meater.
You're a meater?
Yeah.
A meter of meat eating?
Just a meter. A meat eater.
Okay.
Why say an extra syllable?
Fair enough. We do know, though, that there are a lot more vegetarians and vegans out there.
They're a growing number.
There is, actually. It seems to be, it's almost a trend in a way.
Yeah, for some.
For others, not so much. Yep. It is honestly a life-changing thing.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I like my meat.
Yeah, I like my meat too.
I'm good. I'll stick with it. But I do have friends who are vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah.
One of my friends actually just had jaw reconstruction surgery, and she's vegan. So she couldn't eat anything solid for ages. So she had to go back to meat eating ways.
Why is that?
Well, because there's only so much
eggs. Oh no, wait.
No, that's it. See? So there's only so much vegan stuff that you can put into a smoothie.
Yeah.
That actually gives you sustainable energy. So she's back to veganism now.
Okay.
But she did have to.
She had a relapse.
Yeah, she had to relapse for a little bit.
What happened to her jaw?
She wanted it to look different, so she had reconstruction on it.
Oh, not it's a cosmetic, not...
Yeah, cosmetic, yeah. Yeah. Apparently it was something else as well, but I think it was mainly cosmetic.
Okay,
but if you are a vegan or vegetarian out there, there's a brand new alternative that's just come on the scene. Now, we all know that it used to be like you could get tofu sausages and like soybean sausages and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Things that weren't necessarily tasty at times.
Yeah, makes sense.
They have gotten a lot better with their range. And it looks like Woolies is bringing out something for those who maybe are looking at converting to veganism.
Yes.
It is.
It scares me.
400 grams of minced plant-based mince.
How does that work? Is it mince?
It looks like mince.
Is it
apparently
green?
No, it looks like
brown.
Mince. Looks exactly like mince. It's like that ready kind of colour.
Through the mince machine?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it tastes...
Mincer?
I don't know if it necessarily tastes like mince, but it's made to look like mince.
Yeah, okay.
And it will cook the same way.
Yep.
And it is 100% plant-based, apparently. So this has been brought out by a place called Funky Fields, and it is the first ever 100%...
What else do they do? Mushrooms?
Possibly. It is the first ever 100% vegan meat-free mince.
Yeah, okay.
That is available. Now, like I said, it was done by Funky Fields. It has the same structure, taste, and cooking method as real meat, except it's made from natural ingredients such as soya, wheat protein, beetroot, mushrooms, tomato,
yes,
and coconut oil. Now, I don't know how real this would actually taste like meat.
But I'm surprised that this has just come out because they've always made sausages and stuff. Surely it's just as easy to make mince as it is sausage.
But see, the sausage doesn't necessarily have to look like mince because it's in those
sausages
little...
through a mincer. And then you got mince.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like mince.
Okay, so this is legitimate.
It looks like if you would pick this up accidentally. Like, I guarantee you there will people that will pick this up accidentally.
Hungover on a Sunday, you go into the store.
Yes.
You grab, that's mince. You know, and then you go to cook it at home and then you end up going, everything comes out again. Because you eat it and it tastes bad.
Well, apparently it tastes just like mince.
No.
We shall see. We should put this to the test, actually.
No, I refuse to. I'll let vegans be vegans, bygones be bygones.
But you're not going there.
I'm not going to try.
Apparently the pack has the same amount of protein as minced beef. Beef mince.
Right.
So it's got 18% protein. So it'll
good.
Keep you fuller for longer than your traditional kind of tofus and soybean stuff.
Cool.
As well as that, the fat content is only 10% compared to 30% of actual meat. And it's mostly made of vegetables. Now, apparently you can use this on burgers, you can use it like normal mince in whatever you make your mince stuff with. I don't know how it tastes as a lamb kofta though. Well, obviously it's not lamb, it's supposed to be beef, but as a kofta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's a kofta again?
Lamb balls.
Oh, got it, sorry.
Not
that's right.
Like
you had some
literal
good lamb balls the other day.
Yeah, they were good.
Those were some tasty balls.
Oh, Sam. And nutritionally, apparently, it's great for you. As well as that, because they like to be ethical, it's also a minimum 50% plastic recycled, deep, biodegradable packaging.
Good on them.
Yeah. That look, that eye roll, Sam.
No, I did.
I just love that it says, oh, my God, so tasty on the packaging.
Oh, gosh. At least someone's saying it.
Well, if someone has to say it, there's a problem.
Yeah. So this is Woolies.
Woolies. It's going to be $8 for 400 grams.
Eight for 400. Okay. There is a price to pay to be vegan, isn't there?
There is. At times. I mean, if you just go buy a block of tofu, don't think it's that expensive. But
they it's an expensive industry.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, it's like a bit of a trend at the moment. So every trend, prices go up. But yeah, if you're a vegan, vegetarian, try this stuff. It's 400 grams, $8, minced, 100% plant-based mince.
See, I'm keen to try it, but I'm just not keen to pay $8.
How about I make something with it and I'll bring it and I won't tell you that it's it?
Do one with normal mints, the other one with this mint.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, let's see if every time. Okay, this is the only problem. Every time I say Woolies has got something new, they never have it. They've always sold out.
We've got a bit delayed in Griffith.
Yeah.
At least you're not in WA. Man, stuff is late over there.
No. I mean in the sense of like we talk about it and it's gone by the time I get to the shops.
Oh.
So I'm hoping there's still some of this for me to be able to buy and for us to try. We'll see.
Lucky there's two Woolies here.
Yeah, that's true.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.